Thanks for the team.
One of the Sweet Butt Guys likes on Facebook. Check him out twice a week. Mike Maron. Not as great as Sweet Butt Guys podcast, but
pretty good. Not even close. I mean, hypothetically, not going to happen, but David becomes like prime minister or something, and they uncover this stuff.
Oh yeah,
it'd be so good.
Except by then there'll be no privacy, so like everyone's shit will be out.
Like I feel like if David became prime minister, there'd be certain things expected of David being David anyway.
So like a new national anthem, which is just a Sweet Butt Guys episode.
No one would be surprised.
We could do D&D in the Beehive.
Well, I'll abolish that mace, that ceremonial mace they bring in, and we'll have the ceremonial D&D campaign.
Yes. Yes.
To start the debate.
Have you played any of the democracy games at all?
It looks kind of interesting.
Once you get your thing as a utopia, it's pretty easy to...
Isn't it, like, really fucking hard, though?
I played for like 10 hours and I like just maxed it out.
I think though
the only achievements I had left to get was like become a totalitarian and become a religious theocracy, and I was like, well, I don't want to do any of that.
The game for you though is like you are naturally like a good administrator. I would just flounder like fucking crazy because I'd be like, let's ham fist it. And I'm like, oh wait, I didn't balance that. Well, I'm done.
Well, but it's all just balancing and seeing what affects really what stuff.
What game is this?
Democracy 3. It was on a Humble Bundle for all.
Oh wow.
You should share my link. It's really good.
So you're a commie then?
Yeah, I was like it was like a liberal capitalist society.
Pretty good.
And there was no, I think I eradicated like militarists. Like no military, there was no religious people, there was no militarists, and there was no something else.
No religion, eradicated.
Like you go to the religious because you can see how people vote based on like their affiliations. And so by the time I was finished, there was just no one with a religious affiliation.
What do you mean?
And I had public transport.
Get rid of people?
I guess they move away, or like...
Danny's got a job!
Competitors!
Yeah, we knew that.
But our podcast people...
I know, and they need to know it's with the competitors from his previous job.
So with... Which one?
All the stuff are like... a conglomerate. You get shifted around.
Amorphous mass of...
Yeah.
Cool. Scoobers. So how is it? Is it less Swiss?
It is considerably less Swiss.
Good, good.
Instead, the owner is Austrian.
Yeah, and Bill is the same. William Will Bill. Oh. Right, so.
And you heard on Sweet Butt Guy.
Yeah, Sweet Butt Guy. Breaking news on Sweet Butt Guy. And this concludes...
breaking news from the 1600s.
This concludes our etymology news, Danny's job update, podcast, and video game segment of the podcast. And now, on with the action. Simon, just for our viewers, Simon said that's something really funny, but I had stopped the podcast recording, and now I feel bad.
Oh no, and now I'm with the show. Hi, I'm Thaddeus, you betcha, and you're joining us this week for another amazing episode of the Sweet Butt Guys, Dungeons and Danger Zone. I was not paying attention last week, so I'll hand you over to Dangerous Dave to recap. Thanks, Dave.
Oh, what happened last time?
Oh.
I know.
Oh, Danny killed heaps of bats.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I used a spell and killed 10. No, more than 10, because I added more. Which backfired because you just ended up getting more experience.
You
killed
the whole lot.
Pun experience.
Early contender for episode title.
Pun experience.
Pun experience.
Yeah.
Fixed kind of experience.
You were exploring the dragon hatchery.
Yes, I can remember.
You found the some interesting weapons in the treasure hold. Did you have a plan for introducing Salamander?
I thought he might be the elf who's escaped brother on his way to help him.
That's right, he's an elf.
The elf that escaped, and then this is his half-brother, because I'm in half-elf. Maybe he escaped, and I was just going to go help my bro, but he met me on the way out, and he said, quick, there's some heroes that saved me.
Also,
and they need help. How about that?
Aria,
Ario
is with you.
Oh yeah, and
Ario.
Okay, cool. Oh, and I bring and Ario's gonna lead you back to where they were.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, great. What was that elf's name? My strange brother.
That dude.
Can his last name be LaRue? Consistency. Okay, good.
Leo LaRue.
Yes,
it's good. I think it might have actually.
Leo and Salamander. Oh, that's nice. There's an animal connection there as well. I like it. Yeah. So if that works for you, that sounds good.
Yeah. A kobold.
And I think it's best that my character remains a mystery for now. So I'm him. We have the same mother, but different fathers. Because I'm a half elf.
So let me take you back to the dragon hatchery.
cut my set.
I'm the boss. I'll cut that.
Sort of.
Do what I want.
So last time...
I'll do it, I mean, if you think it needs more cutting.
Dragon hatchery, Gurus.
I'm not here. I know what you're talking about.
Make sure you interrupt as much as possible.
Me and Ario are getting
David,
appointed.
Just leave him out of this episode as well.
No, don't. Fuck that.
But you're not here.
I'm with Ario.
Oh my god.
The dragon.
Look at that poster.
Are we going now? Cool.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so. Dragon Hatchery. Series of caves. You've explored the entrance and the passage. The front passage. You haven't done the back passage yet. You have to ask permission and do another.
Maybe
do
we should go in there one after the other in rapid succession.
Bring some loot.
I say we just bash our way
the
in.
The treasure area and the barracks you've explored. Then you've mentioned that they were sort of more carved areas with, you know, bunks and things, more like living areas. Now you're exploring the more cavey bits. less carved, more just cavernous. You've gone through the fungusy, mushroomy bit.
Yeah, the
dangerous mushrooms.
Didn't even warn us about the traps.
Yeah.
He's
going to
stab.
You noticed the
trap. Yeah, but he didn't warn us about them.
He or she.
Maybe we should backtrack and kill them. Maybe you should backtrack and kill them.
No, we'll just go around.
Then you went in through to a large, high ceiling, cavernous room where there were dead bats all over the ground. And that's when Sturges attacked because someone... Yeah. Made a lot of noise.
This is kind of fish.
Gold bats.
Did you catch any?
It's a sturgeon.
And one hit killed all of them. So you're now in the high ceiling cavernous room.
And there was a
waiting
pit.
Through dead gold bats.
Okay.
And Misty scouted out the rubbish pit.
And we reckon it's full of upgews because it filled with stuff.
Yeah, I knew what it was.
Ogus? They're basically poo monsters.
What kind
like,
of tea?
Actually, literally. They're like tentacle monsters that
what kind of tea?
Are pretty much made out of poo.
This episode brought to you by Tea Leaf Tea Jasmine Rose Fusion.
Ooh.
A blend of black tea, green tea, and rose petals.
Wow.
Definitely doesn't taste like an Ogu.
Definitely not.
No, you.
It probably tastes like gelatinous cube.
Gelatinous cubes.
So, should we get old
Starburst
Salamander
cubes.
Into the game?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to do your entrance into the.
Okay. Are you going to be my brother?
So.
Are we going to? Can we roleplay that bit?
Sure.
Okay, great.
So I'll be Leo Leroy.
Yeah. I see running at me with a bunch of slaves. And say, oh, Leo! Ah, hello!
Feed the slaves!
Oh, I was just about to come and save you, totally. oh, you got out by yourself, that's great. should we just go back then?
It looked like everyone was leaving.
Oh,
I managed to escape in the confusion, and thanks to little Oreo Max here.
Oh, Oreo!
My thanks.
You distracted
the guards with a song entwined with psychic powers.
Oh my gosh, Oreo!
And you'll know something about that, right, brother?
Oh, yes, I might. In fact, my psychic juggling abilities are second to none. I must thank you, Oreo, for saving my brother.
Oh, it's alright. Don't worry about it.
Oreo,
alright.
Yeah. But, okay, great. Should we just go, then?
There was
any reason to stick around here at all?
Some great warriors were freed me and made our escape possible. We should go back and help them and make sure they're okay.
Yeah. Do you think there's treasure back there at all?
There was a cave. Yeah. My research indicates that the raiders are storing the treasure in the caves at the back, along with some more precious skull.
Right, because what I really, really want at the moment is some magic juggling balls, you see. So if there's any chance I might find them, I might go and get them. What do you reckon?
That would be the best place to look.
On the other hand, I am kind of tired. Maybe I'll just come with you.
I need to rest for a while. I've had the shit beaten out of me.
Alright, I tell you what, this could be a great way to get my name out there, so I'm going to go and look for those magic juggling balls that you mentioned in the cave.
Your name being?
Sorry?
What was your name again, brother?
Oh, how badly they treated you then? You can't remember my name.
I've got a bad concussion.
Oh, right.
Sorry about that.
My name, of course, is Salamander LaRue.
You forgot?
The premier half elf juggler.
You forgot to ask if he's a boy or a girl first.
Are you a boy or a girl?
being that, he's my brother, I think.
What is your name?
Brother, I should never tell you what sex I am.
Welcome to the world.
And what was your class again, brother?
As you know,
the beatings have...
I'm an amazing juggler bard. With my amazing sitar skills.
Juggler, is that actually a class?
It's my background, as you should know. Oh man, how badly they've treated you.
So lame.
Yeah, jeez, myths.
Well, you'll see. You wait and see. Yes. Now, I really feel like we owe these travellers a debt of gratitude. And Oreo, are you going back that way as well?
Yes, sir. I should rejoin my master.
Okay, great. Your master, is he a fair man?
He hasn't really tried to teach me anything yet, so I'm hoping he will after this.
Oh, but you're a bard. Perhaps you'd be my student instead. But anyway, let's discuss this later on.
He would never leave me.
You make a good point, sir.
I can show you all about juggling. Alright, so let's make haste. I can't wait to get these magic juggling balls. Tally-ho!
Balls.
Yeah. Oh, Oreo.
I was gonna say... all I've taken from this is that Chris's character is adept at handling balls.
Pretty good at handling balls. Yeah. He's also chaotic good.
Chaotic good.
Yeah.
I like how you changed your mind a lot.
Yep. Thank you.
That was some
good. Thank you. You noticed that. Yeah. Yeah. And he wants to be famous, so this is a good way to get
it. Sort of a...
Also, he likes bold actions.
Bold actions
that'll get me famous and I should move it.
But... wants to be a superstar sort of guy. But he's just not sure how. So he keeps
He's really not sure. Yeah, he's not. Yeah, and he always like decides what would be best, and then goes after that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So let's go, Oreo, to the cave.
All right. Oh, so you arrive back at the camp.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much abandoned.
Okay. Good.
This
will make our job easier, Oreo. But keep quiet. No loot for now.
I imagine
sort of. Packed up. There's a few, you know, bits of rubbish and stuff lying around, but everything's pretty much gone.
Okay. Will we try and sneak around the outside to the cave?
You can sneak around the outside if you want.
Alright, well, we just try and make a stealthy approach to the cave so we haven't seen. Yeah. Do we make it? Do I need to roll?
Roll. It's DC 1.
I so got...
Past the traps.
12, 13.
Okay.
Yes, amazing.
Alright,
so...
There's no one there to
see. We sneak, despite the fact that there's no people, we sneak around the outside because we're pretty cautious. We don't want to die.
Okay.
And we get to the cave. And then I'll use tracking so I can... Maybe I can follow the blood trail that has these guys over there.
Blood trail.
And on nature... What has nature got? Intelligence or wisdom?
Oh, where's my face?
Charisma. Hopefully it's charisma.
Here's my laminated
things.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, they're right there.
Mother bitch.
Yeah. Nature is...
What is it, survival?
Well, survival, wisdom.
Wisdom. Great. So I got 16. Tracking.
Okay. So you see some footsteps
in the
dirty ground.
All right, me and Aria hurry after them.
Okay. You come to the
to the crossroads.
Okay.
And you see footsteps leading both ways.
Oh, fuck. I really wish I was listening.
No, this is perfect.
No.
No, it is. So roll. Really is. It's really interesting for me.
Oreo.
What you do.
Oreo, can you psychically communicate with your master by any chance? Because, boy, that'd be sure handy right now.
I don't have that ability, sir.
I'd slap him. No, I'm just kidding.
It's slap. I'm just kidding.
I can't. That was a I take it by the shoulders. I said, big man, which way would he have gone? I don't slap.
I don't, maybe just maybe check the footprints, sir. You seem pretty
good. I check the footprints and I can see if I can make out. Fuck. Oh, what race is your master?
He said. A tiefling.
Okay.
Zach.
I see if I can recognize tiefling footprints among the footprints.
Oh, good job.
Ah, fuck.
Critical fit.
It's a critical fit.
Oh, great. Yeah. I can't wait to narrate this. You go straight through there. Or the other way.
So, you... And trying to look at the footsteps right really score. Closely. yeah. You get your head right down low. And you manage to just fall flat on your face and like roll over all the footprints, which completely removes any hints of which way they might have gone.
Okay, can you do something with Oreo?
I listen carefully to see if I can hear any distant sounds of battle or anything.
Okay.
What would that come off? Perception?
Wisdom.
Wisdom is 17. No, I got proficiency, so 18.
Wow. You hear an echoing sound of someone speaking Orcish.
Oh, I say,
someone speaking Orcish?
I wasn't speaking Orcish now at this point.
No, but you did.
Maybe you said, Dios mio.
Dios mio.
Wait.
Danke.
Sure.
No, I was yelling at the top of my voice because I was like surrounded by bats. So maybe it's that.
We sang fucking bats. What's bats in German? What's bats in Orcish, I mean?
Ledermäuse?
Okay, I say...
Is that flying mice?
Yeah.
That's awesome!
That's
not
pretty
quite, good. But yeah.
Just saying.
Pretty much.
Ledermäuse.
Yeah. Start making a new word for these things. Okay, I say to Oreo, Oreo, was any of your companions an orc by any chance?
Yes, sir. There was one large half-orc.
All right, great. Maybe that's our guy. Let's go that way.
Yes.
And I head off in the direction of
flying the... Flying leather mouse?
Leather mouse.
It could be the combination of those that, like...
Probably would be, yeah.
Leather.
That'd be
cool.
Leather houses.
That'd
be
great.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, flying mice.
Flying ribbons. Yeah, so I run off in the direction of the orc's voice.
No, he's running, isn't
Which
he?
Is what ways.
Yeah.
Acrobatics, because I have that. Athletics, because I have that.
What
Charisma,
because
I have
that. Not have?
Okay,
I don't have any intelligence.
Roll a d20.
He's got no strength.
For going down the stairs.
Acrobatics?
No, just a d20. Tell me the number.
Oh, 10.
Ooh. He's running, right?
Okay, you managed to... skip and you're running, you manage to skip the trapped step.
Oh, good.
Ah,
in my haste. Does Oreo want to roll for that as well?
Oh, yeah, can you roll another one for Oreo?
Yeah.
Classic.
Oh, Oreo got 15.
15?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's keeping up with
So Oreo descends after you, hurrying
with
shorter legs, unable to skip any steps.
Yeah.
And he hears a click.
Oh, no.
Were you making him roll higher and not low?
It was on an odd number.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Tricky bastard.
The steps collapse.
Oh no!
Oh,
into a ramp.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
No!
Classic.
Is he still on it?
No.
Can I do acrobatics?
It's the Thunder Forest.
Can I do?
I haven't actually got the stats for this thing.
Can I do acrobatics? See if I can flip to the top.
So you were running.
Or jump onto
here.
The wall.
Yeah.
Well, I've got longer legs, so I think I'd be faster.
Yeah, there's
than
only
a
like three, or four steps, so I think you would just have got to the bottom as it.
Oh, we're running down the steps.
Yeah, down.
Oh
yeah.
Right, okay. I probably just jumped through all four of them because I'm quite athletic.
Are you?
Yeah, I have 16 dex, and I have acrobatics proficiency in acrobatics and athletics. Because jugglers have to be very good.
You're right.
With the
good at handling balls.
Mm-hmm. Really good at handling balls. And quite a few balls at the same time, my head. Yeah, well, you'll have to wait and see about what his sexual mores are.
It gets hard when like, balls it's hard because okay. balls are coming thick and fast and starts getting sweaty. And
So he's going to be proficient enough to reduce multiracial.
I'm pretty proficient with balls. I think you're fine. I actually have this great thing where I get half proficiency for anything I'm not proficient in.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, so you get like one plus one.
Jack of all trades, yeah. So I get plus one on everything and then plus two on the stuff I'm proficient in. And I get five, you get to pick five skills. Which is really cool. Oh, and also, yeah.
How did you get this?
It's just a bard thing. It's called Jack of all trades. Oh no, it's from being an entertainer maybe?
No, yeah. It's from being a bard.
Isn't it from my background?
Yeah, it's from being a bard.
Okay. I don't know what I got from my background. I was already written down.
Don't give you that much stuff.
Bards are the fucking best.
I don't know, my water main stuff and my cleric got me heaps of cool shit.
That was your best class skill.
Oh, is that not? Okay. Anyway. Okay.
You're a water cleric.
I was a war cleric.
Ah, war cleric.
Yeah. And now I'm an entertainer in brackets, juggler.
Pretty much the same thing.
Basically,
could I have some tea, Dave?
Oh no! Yeah. Sorry. I'm a member of the College of Valor. Maybe I got it from there.
You can't be a member of that yet because you don't get a member to like level 3.
I'm
okay. So
David let me start level 3 because I was. Yeah. That's why it took so long. Sorry, what happened?
So Oreo Max is dumped at the bottom of the stairs, right beneath. Some violet fungi. Some large purple mushroomy.
But are they
things.
Fungi?
Oh no!
They don't look like fun guys. No. They look like danger guys.
Danger guys.
Oreo!
Funguses. Fungi.
Yes.
Actually, fungi.
Isn't yes.
they vibrate in spores. Rain down on old Oreo.
Can I try and snatch him out of the way for the snort?
Yes.
Or have I run
through Oreo? Well, no, he's
been have I gone to right past him? Them.
This is great.
Salamander.
Damn it! I cannot wait.
Oreo!
Ooh!
I cannot wait! I'm so happy.
Alright, let's see if he gets hit.
They've got...
Watch out, Oreo!
I drew the mushrooms for him.
Watch out, new friend!
Here's Oreo.
Whoa! I rolled... Two ones.
Nice.
And like a 20. A 12, which just hits, and a 6, which misses.
Have you given Oreo stats?
Oh, I'm just the mushrooms.
Oh, good, cool.
Random stats.
Okay. Oh no! So I see the spores hit Oreo. Does he scream?
Yeah. So he takes.
Ooh, it's where's like my D? A pro.
D8.
God, I hope he doesn't melt.
You're gonna enough. Kill my.
Has these mushrooms hit any of you guys?
No.
Did you come across this trap?
We
you guys saw it.
We actually cautiously went through instead of sweet. Let's run.
What? That's why I was looking forward to you.
Oh
going
right.
I pretty, you guys didn't tell.
It would have been amazing if they all hit Chris and just killed him straight away. We would have known what was going on.
It's probably better than it. Yeah,
we would have come back for him and then.
Just a dead half elf and Oreo then.
Yeah, on the way back. I'm just like Oreo.
So.
Oh no.
Oreo. Takes. 13.
Does that sound the spores, the fungi?
Yeah, so 13 necrotic damage.
Oh no,
rotting
so
away.
Skin, like, rots
yeah,
away.
The spores land on him and cover him and start just searing away his flesh, his flesh turning black
you
where it touches him.
Fuck.
And he lies on the ground writhing, making a boiling jug noise.
I quickly cast Cure Wounds on him in an attempt to save him from dying. And thus burning one of my spells.
And opening yourself up to another attack for the mushrooms!
I use Vicious... No, I think I'm out of their range.
Mm. Yeah, but you'd have to go in touch.
Oh, yeah. Maybe could I use an acrobatics, the thing to try and reach in and grab him with a gloved hand and pull him away before the mushrooms can get me?
Good job.
Yes.
I
feel like
now.
So Salamander is what's Salamander prostitute?
Oh, you have to ask him.
No, I'm just wondering, because he might actually be immune to what
he's doing. Fungal infection, that's all immune.
Worse for them.
At the moment, he's a juggler, but he may have done many things.
Maybe he was juggling many jobs.
Okay.
And obviously...
So...
Yeah.
It'll be your turn.
Okay, can I do... Yeah, so what I want to try and do, if this is okay with you, is try and do an acrobatics check to drag... Uh-huh. Get in, pull him away from the mushrooms, while avoiding that. And also have gloves on, so they won't. If I touch him, won't. Because I just don't want to let Oreo die. Because I'm too good for that. And also...
So you want to do an acrobatics check to avoid a disengage...
As I pull him out of the... If I pull him out of combat...
Since we argued about that, Danny being able to pick up that child, can you carry Oreo?
Yeah, I'm way stronger than Danny.
How strong?
Nice. 10.
How many kilos? Can you lift
150 pounds?
And how heavy is Oreo?
Oreo is a halfling. He's a halfling. So.
And what about his items and equipment?
We figured out that Danny could have easily carried him.
Yeah, he's about but only if you were both naked.
Yeah,
that's the
one.
That's true.
Wearing leather armor.
I love this.
Plus,
it's
another 5, 6, 7.
It'd be about 110. Just
running along. What's that? Don't look, child.
Can you carry Oreo?
How heavy is your equipment?
I can drag 300 pounds.
No, this is an important conversation because the child died because of this.
I think I can drag him.
And if the child's going to die,
if you guys
keep
arguing, David's going to do the same thing.
And it's
going to
be glorious.
But we're doing turn based now, it's not free time.
It's glorious.
That's what we should have been doing then. I can carry 150 pounds, which is about 80 kilos. I'm wearing light armor and a shield and a rapier, which weighs basically nothing.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, probably like 20 pounds.
Maybe. Is that what it says in the book?
So that's like 60 kilos.
That's interesting.
I weigh 45, so I'm pretty sure I could pretty
easily. He's gonna be able to drag it.
No.
I'd say a halfling about 30 kilos. This is a fat one.
Probably not even that. Halflings would only be about.
Because I'm 45 and I'm like 5'2 or something. And a halfling's like 4 foot, right?
You're only 45 kilos.
Yeah.
That's like 2 foot, dude.
And now?
No, it's in real life. I mean, I'm like 60 kilos of muscle.
Yeah.
Ladies.
So he'd probably be about, 30-ish.
Yeah, so I think I could quite easily carry him. Because that's like 60 pounds.
Okay.
Alright, so yeah, I want to try and grab him out of the way of the mushrooms to try and disengage him.
And avoid a disengage penalty yourself.
Yeah. Is that possible, or I can just run away?
Depending on how well you roll.
Just run away. Actually, I do have a great spell I can do. I'm going to do that. I'll give it a whirl. So I summon a cloud of daggers.
Okay.
Into Oreo? Or...
No, so the way I'm picturing is the mushrooms on the roof?
No, they're on the ground.
Oh.
I drew this for you, Chris.
So wait, he slid down into the mushroom?
Yeah, they're big mushrooms, so he's like lying down.
I must have jumped over them. Is that right?
No, there's a path.
Look, there's a path.
You took the path.
Oh. And he got
whereas
dumped
he got dumped
to the side. Right,
straight
right,
into
right.
the mushrooms because of the trap.
Fuck. Are they, how many squares are they covering?
They're 5 foot squares.
5 foot squares? Yes!
Yeah.
That's all my spell effects. Okay, so it's a 1 minute concentration spell.
That's per mushroom. There's 4 mushrooms. If you look at the...
Oh, I know, I'll cast sleep. Do you know, what are the...
On the mushrooms.
On the mushrooms?
I'm not mushrooms.
Maybe try it.
I'm gonna go straight up.
I gotta give it a go. This is the only, like... This is the only,
just gonna put Oreo to sleep.
Yeah, but then I can't
read that. Do you want to do a nature check or anything?
No,
he doesn't.
Yeah,
no, he doesn't.
Nature check.
He does not.
Shut up. 15 nature check. I just can't think of how to do it. I don't have any area of effect spell.
Plus, David's really set these up for
Thunder
a party of 4.
I know! I'm so happy.
I could do Thunder Wave.
You should run.
I'm pretty sure Oreo is going to die.
I don't even
want to
play. This is
Sleep's my only chance.
You killed my student.
I didn't kill him. He died.
Son of a bitch.
He was the one who rolled poorly.
I'm going to push you in the Octu pit.
You won't even know because I'll be like, Oreo died bravely.
And you
probably
won't.
It
totally wasn't my fault.
I'll see your guilt on your face.
You probably also won't
become.
No, you'll meet us and you'll be like, oh man, you guys, this dumb douche just like died on the way.
Or maybe I'll just be race blind and be like, oh, check out this bar, that this is Oreo, and I'll just keep calling you Oreo. Yeah.
And like,
oh, you've grown a bit.
Well, hang on. Yeah. Hopefully, I'll be able to save him.
Because I just maybe don't see the world.
Boy, I'd sure like it if I could save him. It'd be really good. I don't want my first act in this game to be like
killing him.
I couldn't save him. not even killing him. Just like being completely unable to help him.
Going in, taking the attack, and going back out, you know?
Yeah, you murderer.
These little things that people can do.
So you recall that violet fungi
mm-hmm.
are blind beyond 30 feet. And are able to attack within 10 feet.
Fuck. Maybe I should just go. Maybe I should stay. Man.
Should I stay or should I go?
It would be a bold action to save him. But then also no one would know about it except him. So is it really worth it? Alright, I make up my mind, I decide to save him.
You might get some extra.
If you save him, you might get a song dedicated
Oreo,
to what
Oreo,
just happened.
Are you resistant to lightning? This is really important.
No, sir, but it burns. Get me out.
I'll try my best, Oreo. Alright.
So good.
That's password death.
I summon sleep.
That might be episode.
Can I have everyone's? Can I have everyone's?
No, sir.
I need five d8. And do you know what their hit dice is? Then
5 d8.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Do you know what their hit dice is? Like when they go up a level, should it say? Does it say something about what hit dice they have?
What?
As part of their enemy stats. I need two more. I need three more d8.
Because
this says I roll 5d8 and it affects that many affects that many HP of creatures, right? Fuck. Okay. So if it's 40, then I affect up to 40 HP of creatures. So if they're on 10 each, I'll put them all to sleep. And it starts. And if there's two on 15, I put them two to sleep because it puts the ones with the highest HP to sleep first. But if they don't unaffect, then it goes on to the next one. And if I roll 20 and they're on 10, they'll put two to sleep. See what I mean?
D8.
Cool. Alright, so. Alright, I need to get rid of that unlucky pink one.
Arena.
Alright.
Yeah.
2, 4, 5, 9, 15. Wow, 15 out of 40.
Shit. Didn't get rid of that unlucky die.
Did any of them fall asleep?
How does it work?
So, basically, I can affect up to 15 hit points of creatures, and it starts with the one with the highest HP. So, if there's one on 20, because I rolled a 15, it won't be affected.
Right.
But if there's one on 15, it'll fall asleep.
It's right. Actually going to put Oreo to sleep.
If there's three on 5, okay. It'll put three of them to sleep. If they're all on 20 and Oreo's on...
And is it an area of effect spell?
It's a 20-foot radius spell.
And you cast it in an area and it spreads from there?
I cast it at a point and it affects it in a 20-foot circle.
Okay, so you would have cast it
exactly.
And it would affect them all.
So I'm really... Okay. What I was trying to do is put all the mushrooms to sleep. All
right.
And Oreo.
But then I can go in and grab Oreo.
Yeah. Okay,
because
so...
My only other area of effect spell is a lightning spell, which would probably just kill it.
You should look up if it affects enemies or anybody in the
radius. It's just anybody in the radius, I believe.
Sorry,
I forgot to say, I reach into my bag and I pull out a handful of sand... And I throw the sand at them, and I say, "Sandman's coming for ya."
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Wow!
Yeah, and that's my spell.
Great catchphrase.
That's the verbal component of the spell,
and the somatic component,
and the somatic component, and the material component.
So
I did it all at once with motion.
The violet fungi. Remain still.
Fuck.
While Oreo quickly falls unconscious.
Robbing
him of his turn.
No.
Where he could have run away.
Yeah, now he can coup de grace.
He's also... He's also now helpless.
Wait, what are the mushrooms... What are the mushrooms react to? Because they don't have eyes, right?
They have blind sight.
Right.
So they're blind beyond 30 feet, but they can see within 30 feet.
Okay, they can actually see. Yeah. Okay, I was thinking maybe if he's not moving or something.
Listener in sleep will snore a little.
You've still got your move action, mate.
At least he's going to go out in the sleep.
Okay. So...
Poor Oreo!
I'm just going to see
with helplessness.
I'm just going to see, because it's now the... now the fungus
so
is too.
Was Oreo after me?
Yeah.
Oreo was after you, yeah, because it went fungus. Yeah.
Should just get running.
Fuck. So the funguses make...
This is your changeable mind at work.
The funguses make... the fungi... I keep saying funguses, which isn't a word.
No.
The funguses make 1d4 attacks each. And each attack is 1d8.
Wow, so they could potentially do 16 times 8, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I didn't.
It's now within range of all four of them, so. 3.
You don't have to roll, doesn't each attack take off 2 of his.
7.
1. Oh no, he's asleep, not unconscious.
He's not dead yet.
11.
Oh, he wakes up, sorry, he wakes up on the first attack, I should say. The first one that hits him, he wakes up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, great, so he doesn't die peacefully.
It's like Pokemon.
Yeah, we're like, what's going on?
Oh, my God. Works
so he takes 13 attacks.
Oh, that's like
13
Final Fantasy.
Attacks.
Oh, Final Fantasy. It's like Final Fantasy. What?
He takes 13 attacks.
I can't watch. I just let go of my eyes. And the tears is running down my cheek.
Butchered.
Oh, I didn't. It was.
And you don't know about it.
Yeah,
so
you don't know. And
I'll hear a psychic death scream.
It absolutely wasn't there at all.
The psychic death scream will be.
It was sad. I fall on my knees and crutch my face and cry. And just wish I could do something. Rolling it out, huh? Great.
Fuck!
If you die here, this is
poor
gonna be
Oreo.
So great. Fuck, I'm looking out.
It's just like literally the first hour is just you getting my companion and yourself killed.
When I see the third attack, I just start running.
So he takes 7d8 damage.
That's not so
okay,
bad.
Maybe he could take.
Maybe
roll 7 once.
Yeah, he might only take 7.
And then I can try to sleep again.
But he also gets one coup de grace hit, since he was unconscious.
Oh yeah, one of them is an automatic critical.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Coup de grace.
You roll one extra d8.
Coup de grace.
What does it do? It doubles.
Critical just rolls 2 die, and so he takes an extra 1d8 damage as well.
Okay.
So 8d8. For a nice maximum of, what is that? 64? Yeah, 64. That'd be enough to kill like that boss who butchered his demeanor.
Just.
Takes 31 damage.
Oh no!
Is that double his hit points?
So are they just like ripping him apart, ripping into him? Or is
well,
he just like kind of flying away?
Yeah. They've got to do double your hit points
and
in one hit, right?
Yeah, but he'll be.
He's only like.
No,
he's only on
hit
about
points,
12.
It's double your constitution.
Probably doesn't have 15 health.
He's only on about 15. Less than that, it's actually.
No, it doesn't
one.
Matter what he's on.
Yeah.
It just has to, like.
Is it
attack?
Your
has
con?
To
yeah,
his
yeah,
hit
no, that's what I mean.
But also your con.
I doubt he's
yeah, because if you had like 60 health and you had like 20 constitution,
hit point
you took 40 damage, you just die.
Yeah,
no, it's
still
not in one
health.
Go, but it's under the like it's over the thing, isn't it?
Now, if you go to zero and
it's, no,
it's
gonna be
yeah.
One attack.
So he was on 7.
Yeah,
he has 20 hit points.
Oh,
you
got 20.
When you say
he
has,
took
he had right?
31. So I'll take 7 off 31. It's 24, which
so
is
dies.
More than his maximum hit points.
Yeah,
so he is dead.
So,
so
can you narrate it exactly?
Yeah,
and can you describe how he's asleep?
So as he's about to get up, he sort of makes to stand up, and then he's hit by the Sandman and just quickly goes falls over. He's like, "What's going on?" And falls back down. And immediately, all four funguses start shaking violently and cover him in a pile of spores. This glowing purple mass quickly just dissolves into a black, bubbling fluid, which then sort of spreads over the ground and seeps into their roots. And Oreo is. no more.
Can its last words be, please master it burns?
It was Molly's last thing. Yeah,
please master.
I put him to sleep.
Nam would hear it psychically.
Or is he saying,
psychic scream.
Or maybe he's.
Does he say it was Salamander? Eventually.
Yeah, that's the reason.
It wasn't.
That's I did my best. But despite my best efforts, I am unreliable.
That's the most clear. Nearby Nam says, I sense a disturbance in the force.
Yeah, so as I see him, like, becoming... As soon as I see him, like, melting away into black, I just run. Because I know there's nothing I can do anymore. It'd be great if I was actually chaotic evil and I had just
watched him.
Yeah, because there can only be one bard in this party.
Watched him licking
his lips.
Yeah, let's be honest here. And you just like sort of nudge him back in.
Push him away.
It's literally if you had left him, he would have been in a better situation than you trying to help him.
He would have just run away.
But I couldn't have done.
He would have taken 4 opportunity attacks though, so.
Maybe 4. 1d4.
The only other thing I could have done with a Thunder Wave, which is 2d8 lightning damage and push everyone 10 feet.
But the mushrooms are like stationary, so I don't even know if you could have pushed them.
Yeah. Well, you kind of could have like pushed Nam out of the way. Just
pushed him further in.
I don't know.
Oops. Anyway.
Anyway, I chose...
What do you do?
I book it, but
book it carefully, keeping an eye for traps.
I like how none of us really go back up the stairs too.
Well, I need to go.
Oh, and I listen out to see if I can hear any orcs or see any tiefling footprints.
Does he get any experience
for
killing Arya?
He's really close.
I did.
You should definitely give him a bunch of, like, Judas silver or something. You get 30 pieces of silver from Arya's corpse.
I'm not going near that. It's not just like a black goo.
Okay.
These plants. I got 16 on perception to see if I can hear any orcs or see any people.
So you make it to the next crossroad bit where you see the ground ahead is just littered with dead golbats.
And whoever came through here was surely a mighty warrior. I hope we can be friends.
And
Arya,
despite
I need a new friend now because my best friend just died.
You see a clear path through the.
Wasn't he your brother?
Dead bats.
No, Arya. No, the elf was my brother. The elf rescued. Arya was just
Leo.
My best friend.
So you see a clear path
okay.
where people have waded through the bats.
Okay, great. I follow through that path.
Great.
Does it come into the room where we are?
So you see, yeah.
Hey, halt! Who goes there?
It's I,
intruder, killer!
It's I, Salamander! You must be the mighty heroes that saved my brother, Leo!
I heft my wand, I say, who's Leo and how can we trust you?
Leo was that cool elf that was at the start of the camp.
Cool elf?
Quit speaking in riddles.
He was that sweet elf that was at the start of the camp who told you all about, I don't know, he's always going banging on about dragons and cults, so I assume he
I don't
told
trust this guy.
Like...
I say let's kill him.
Yeah, let's not trust
him. Let's give him a chance.
Not trust him.
I roll initiative.
Can I roll performance to juggle? No, I roll persuasion to say, guys, you can trust me. I want to help you guys get out of here. It looks like it's going to be tricky. Ooh, 23. 24.
Alright, well, I guess it beats her.
That would be...
I don't think I can beat that.
Hard. So you're able to convince a chamberlain to let your party see the king.
Oh, wow! That's pretty good. Oh my god, that's like with, that's like Minecraft in our other game.
Inspire or rally a crown of townsfolk, or negotiate a peace between warring tribes
that
with that role.
Cool!
So I'd say...
Wow, negotiate peace with warring tribes.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So all right.
Yeah, so you can trust me. I just want to help.
I lower my hammer and I say, when you say Leo, do you mean the elf who was tied up in the camp?
Yeah.
Oh, bro. We sent one of our friends there, Oreo. Have you seen him?
My head hangs. I'm sorry, he didn't make it.
How did he die?
Like, no! He was my student, and I'm really fucking protective of my students!
He was my best friend, too, and I moved towards you, trying to give you a hug. I say, wait, how did he die?
Well, there was this horrible trap back there that he set off and fell into some mushrooms, despite my best efforts. I couldn't save him. He fell asleep for some reason and just
died.
Why are you laughing? I said,
I raised my eyebrows suspiciously.
It was really sad. He triggered a trap and fell into some mushrooms. They were on him before I could do anything. Mm. When I left, he was a puddle of black goo. I'm terribly sorry.
Did you do anything to help him? I say.
I tried my best to get the mushrooms off him.
You don't care. With
one of my spells.
No, he's my snack.
Excuse me? He was my best friend. You were gonna eat him?
Well, yeah. Well,
you guys should fight.
Maybe he had a better fate after all. I think to myself. I tried my best to help him, but it wasn't enough, and the mushrooms consumed him too quickly. So let us fight on and avenge his memory. Don't worry, Aro, we'll save the world without you.
I love how your as characters compared to I forgot the name already. Espinita's death. You are so much more calm. It's like Espinito is just like hilarious. And those two guys are like, what, Aryo?
Yeah.
So it's because Aryo didn't deserve it, whereas Espinito totally did.
Whoa.
She did butcher a guard in the middle of the camp.
Good thing Salamander never knew Espinito, so I get angry.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, Aryo is really sad, guys. But,
Aryo is really dead, guys.
I know, I couldn't even, I couldn't even loot his corpse, because he's like a black goo, so. I'm black. Yeah. I don't know if there was any wills That's or letters or anything. So, yeah, I'm really sorry for your loss.
I say, yes, we will mourn him later, but we should probably, keep looking around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
what are you looking for?
The loss of his...
We're looking for some treasure.
Okay. Cool, I like treasure.
We're looking for...
Actually, after some magic
juggling
balls.
Yeah, treasure that we earned.
Yeah.
Oh,
did you?
I put my hand in your shoulder.
Let's clear out our whole camp. This guy just comes in and wants to know what fucking treasure we're after.
That's fair. Are we operating on a finder's keeper's basis?
We find it, you find it, we keep it.
Yeah. Alright, well, I guess I'll just go and help you look then.
Sweet.
Prove how trustworthy I am.
Alright. I will give you that chance.
Good.
To get in.
Yeah.
So you've got a crossroad left or right.
We go this way.
I think I meant both.
No, but is it stage left or is it stage right? Which way are we facing?
So there's steps going down to the right.
We're gonna go.
Which right though, Dave?
Short, wide passage to the left.
We're gonna go east.
Let's go south.
Go east. Yeah, to the east.
I suggest that maybe our new friend should prove his worth by going first.
Okay.
Can we throw him in?
Man, why are you so cruel now?
Okay.
I sensed a disturbance in the force and then you arrived.
I'm just trying to help you guys. I know you're bitter about Aryo, but maybe I could take his place or something. I don't know. Maybe one day.
I don't know if you want to be Nam's student, I say, because
you clearly don't have
student!
That.
He said he was your best friend.
I don't know how much magic
you don't have the aptitude that Aryo had, the raw natural talent.
Right. I know I could never live up to that guy. He was something else. Alright, I'll take point, guys. Here, let me check for traps first. 19.
Are you doing this at the top of the stairs?
I'm kind of walking slowly down the stairs looking for traps.
Wait, what stairs? Are there stairs over here?
Okay, so at the base of the steeply descending steps, a curtain hangs across the passage.
Ooh.
It's made from hundreds of heavy leather strips, each about the width of a fist.
Ooh.
About one fist wide.
Oh, good use of the, good use of the...
Wait, how old
system.
Did you say the person's fist was?
How old?
Yeah,
an adult fist.
Adult, okay, so over 18, not quite 16.
A standard fist measure.
Alright.
We've gone through this measure.
I know we've used fists, but there's also adolescent baby.
Well,
if I meant
adolescent fist, I would have said adolescent
okay.
fist.
He's got a point here.
As long as...
If I say meter, you don't say, do you mean millimeter?
I'm just saying we've never used...
No, based on the official fist that they've got in storage at that university.
Yeah. The standard fish in France.
Okay. All right. Sorry, you should have said standard
fist.
Wait,
you mean a My French bad. Standard fist? Oh, yeah. Now what?
Whoa.
I think the French based.
There's a leather curtain at the bottom of the stairs.
A leather curtain.
It's made from hundreds of thin leather strips.
Okay.
Fist-sized strips.
Does it look quite fire?
So it's like a hippie.
The curtain extends from wall to wall.
Uh-huh.
The leather comes from a variety of local animals and is badly cured.
Uh-huh.
The curtain is several layers thick with no gaps, so you can't see through it at all.
Okay.
And some of the leather still has fur stuck on it.
Huh. Okay.
Does it look quite fireproof?
Am I still at the front?
Yeah.
Okay. So
you're
gonna listen and see if I can hear anything on the other side.
Doing a perception.
Yeah, 16.
So when you did that perception roll before.
That was me checking for traps on the way down the stairs.
Okay.
Yeah. So now I'm at the bottom of the stairs. Didn't find any traps so far.
No, the stairs are safe.
Stairs are safe. Great. So now I get 16 to see if I can hear what's on the other side of it. Good.
You hear just silence from the other side.
Okay. What do you reckon, guys? Should we go through?
Does the curtain look quite fireproof?
Yeah, sure. You're still at the
top of the thing. Yeah,
sure, man. Yeah. Guys, the steps are staying.
Like something that could be there to prevent a fire spreading.
I come down next to you and I say, after you.
You notice with your passive perception that the temperature dropped quite significantly.
I say, I feel like you may keep things in with this, dragons or something.
Yeah.
Well, only one way to find out, I say, shoving a salamander roughly forward through the curtain.
Okay, I very quietly...
Make a DC 10 dexterity saving throw.
18.
Yes. Maybe they're like living curtains.
Did you shove me through the curtain?
Yeah.
Oh, you jerk.
I was gonna try and sneak through it. Yeah, I know you did.
God damn it.
Forcefully.
Wait, there's still fur on these things.
I didn't get through it.
So you could almost say they were like meat curtains.
I think, what the fuck have I got myself into?
Some meat curtains.
Trial by fire.
Yeah, apparently.
Or trial by ice.
Well, sure.
Right, so you get shoved through the curtain.
I hope this guy's like juggling. Okay, what do I see on the other side?
On the other side, the smell of old blood assaults your nose. The floor is covered with dried puddles of it.
Ew.
Four floor-to-ceiling columns are spaced across the chamber, and chains have been strung between them like clothesline.
Uh-huh.
Animal carcasses hang on hooks from the chains. You see gutted and skinned antelope, deer, goats, what might be big cats, and even a few small bears. Some of this meat has been here for a while. If the smell is a reliable indicator.
I shut through the curtain. What do you see in there?
The temperature is very cold. And you can see your breath.
So realizing that you'd like some bawdy humor.
Hmm?
Realizing that the orc would probably like some bawdy humor. I cry, dinner! Grub's on me! Come on in, guys.
Keep in mind we're yelling.
What was the saving throw for?
It's
a refrigerator.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I guess just
kind of barge my way through the curtain.
What was the saving
throw? No, we don't know. Did
you cut through it?
No, I just barge my way through.
You have to roll.
He just went through it. Yeah, I'm supposed to throw it.
You went through?
Yeah.
Make a dex saving throw.
Yes. 9. Oh, wait.
I didn't notice anything. Otherwise, you would have said it. So.
I got 11.
Okay, cool. You enter the cool room.
All right. Who's hungry? Should I cut us some strips off, brother?
I say, go for it.
I nudge you. All right. I walk over with my dagger and I start cutting up one of the antelopes, cutting off a steak.
I know how antelope and deer generally don't live in. Antelope don't generally live in this mountainous kind of cold. But
they do in Frenum.
Do they?
It's a grassland
district.
Sort of,
what was this district called?
Oh, home in the Frenum.
You're sort of on the verge of a mountainous grassland.
So you say we were in a continent called Africa.
Perhaps they travel.
Have you not heard that song, Yannis?
What?
Oh, home in the range for the deer and the antelope.
Yeah.
And the goats and what might be cats.
And the small bears play.
That's a classic. That's a classic song from my childhood.
It's from... hit straight from the Frenum.
From the Frenum front line.
Where in there? Does anyone else
come? Okay, so you two in there, there's lots of meat. So you grabbing some meat?
A snack for me and my pal. This guy.
For later? For now or later? Some more
I haven't come down the stairs yet, so keep an eye on
Maybe for now. I don't know how hungry these guys are.
Can we see anything else?
in this room.
Is there any exits or entrances?
No, it's just a...
Where are we? Down the bottom or the top? I don't know where I was going.
There.
Oh, columns. I
four columns,
because we went right down the stairs. Yeah, I see.
So it's a...
did I come in on the left?
It's essentially a refrigerator for storing meat.
A refrigerator?
We don't need a refrigerator.
You've yelled this out, so I'm going to suggest to Mr. Half-Orc that maybe we take one of the whole carcasses. Because if they're keeping, like, big things of meat in here, maybe there's something that needs to be fed.
Oh,
so if we take it with us, we can throw it to it to distract it while we pass along. Well, it's a
good idea. I pick up a carcass.
But you're the intelligent one.
One of the deer.
Okay.
I carry it back to the curtain.
It weighs 100 pounds.
Easy.
He's so strong.
Okay.
Wait, if it's just 100 pounds, I go back and get the heaviest thing I can.
Okay, you find a 300 bear carcass. 300 pound bear carcass.
I think I can just carry that.
Maybe. 100 pounds.
So I quickly pick up the bear carcass.
Maybe rip off its drumsticks.
And when I do, I need a saving throw to get through the curtain again?
Yes.
Is it negative weight because...
And I tramp it back up the stairs, and when I see Nam, I dump it in front of him. I say, "Here you go."
I can't carry that shit.
Sure, you've got a huge dick.
I'm the brains, not the brawn.
I look at you like you're speaking a different language, and I say, "But you wanted it."
And then I say, "Ik haben good plan." Ik haben ein good plan.
I say in a common, I don't need your faux dwarf orcish. I can speak English now, and by English I mean common.
What is this English language? You're speaking in riddles, man.
Shall we head out? I say, picking up the carcass once more.
Yeah. Let's leave that jerk behind in there.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, do you save it? Okay.
You got to make one as well.
I'll grab the haunch that I grabbed off the antelope. Damn. Four.
So why did no one inspect the curtain?
What for?
It was clearly just a leather curtain made out of this.
Alright.
Spikes on some of them or something.
Hidden in the patches of fur still clinging to the leather strips of the curtain are hundreds of metal barbs the size of large fish hooks.
Oh, no!
Everyone has managed to avoid until now.
Dumb luck.
Man, I'm glad I didn't.
The barbs are coated with poison.
Oh, yeah!
Classic.
Great.
Take 1d10 poison damage.
Why would this even be here? There must be a safe way to get through or something.
Or just knowing they're there.
Like, use something to brush it aside or something?
I was thinking like that. I was going to just use my bow and move it or something.
So you take 4.
What?
You take 4 damage. And.
Poison.
Your hit point maximum.
Yeah.
Is reduced by 5.
Okay.
Until you do a long rest.
Okay.
So that's quite a bit of damage.
Yeah. He's only. Does he subtract the 4 before he does the hit point maximum? Because
yeah,
there's no point of having the damage.
Let's just say it's by 4, just to make it easy.
Okay.
So that's your
maximum
okay. until you long rest.
Okay. I curse loudly.
Is everything alright down there?
A dex throw?
Some cunt with fucking barbs and curtain. Motherfucker.
I exclaim at what a weird thing to do to guard a fridge.
I know, that's what I thought.
And suggest we heartily move along.
I do admire their creativity, though.
Mm.
I do love bold actions.
Like me, too.
No, wait. Actually, I hate it. There's bosses. Son of a bitch.
Fuck. So I suggest we go down the other path.
Mm-hmm. Right, you are, Nam. You've been right so far.
West.
Boy, you're really smart.
Man.
I can tell we're going to get along.
The dragons are totally at the bottom right. Because that involves the most.
On the Oreo was here and plays a song
does.
About
it. Really two-room.
I'll tell you what.
And it's clearly connected.
I might know a thing or two about songwriting.
I don't need your song.
I pull out my sitar and I say, "Oh, do you remember when we went through the curtain? And it didn't hurt spring, but it sure hurt me. Spring."
Against my will, I find myself tapping my feet.
What a catchy beat, I say.
Yeah. Oreo taught me this great thing. He taught me this great trick for songwriting. It's called sing what you just saw.
That's not the finest bards in the land.
Just happened.
I learned a lot of stuff from that guy. The short time we knew each other.
He taught me
on the way
technique.
From the front of the camp to the
yeah. Do you have any song tips? Yeah, I always sing about what I just saw. Great, thanks.
He also taught me about how if you see a column of smoke, it's time to sleep.
Yeah,
and about how gibbous moons are terrible.
So we're going to go through the Western Passage.
Yeah. As we're talking about gibbous moons, I say, don't get me started on those gibbous.
Don't worry, we'll hit the southern entrance.
Sorry, we can't see the moon from down here, brother, therefore it might as well not exist.
Alright, so there's a short wide passage that leads in. What order are you going in? How are you moving?
We look down to see what it looks like.
So it's,
oh, bold move.
It's dimly lit.
I've got my horn.
With oil lamps.
Do you have dark vision?
Yeah.
Oil lamps.
Okay, oh, all half elves have dark vision. Okay. And fey ancestry. And Jack
so do we see anything down there? Is it just like a
corridor? With your passive perception, you hear some scratching and squeaking noises.
I hold up my hand in a
stopping noises. I suggest that we two stand in the middle.
Down?
No, this is just sort of a straight through.
Should I cast Thunderwave?
I say Spring at the front.
Wait.
Nam and Mist in the middle and Sally.
Why don't we do it the other
Murderer
way?
Murderer at the back.
Or I could sneak down.
Murderer? What are you talking about?
Oh,
wait.
I say, yeah.
Sorry,
sneaking
slip of the tongue. I mean,
what do you mean a slip of the tongue? Yeah. How dare you stand here and accuse me of being a murderer, sir?
I didn't accuse you of anything.
You just called me a murderer. You're accusing me of murder.
As they're bickering, I suggest to Miss that we should probably just go
I start to raise my voice.
I stealth it down, keeping an ear out.
While you guys are still yelling, though.
Yeah.
You
I start yelling louder and louder.
Wide. It's a flat passage. It's not up or down.
Hey, you should go up the front with the bed carcass on your back.
It's about...
Yeah.
20 feet.
The okay, I just use my perception to check for like traps or uneven floor or anything in the walls or anything like that. What's checking for what's perception? Nine.
You see nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay, I guess I'm just moving down up to the
okay.
Oh man, we all should have taken like a sheep and like put it over top of us, and then we could have been like.
There's armor.
No, like, Odysseus and the Cyclops
roll.
Is dead.
Oh, right.
Are they also sheep?
Oh, not all of us are strong.
Roll a d10 for me.
Can I have a d20? Is that the same? No, it's not. Is it? Yeah, it is.
This is gonna be even step odd step again.
Seven.
Mushrooms surround you and burn your alive. Great.
It burns.
Not again!
No. Start to burn you alive, but because you're still awake, you craftily flee.
I can't sleep. That's how you... Yeah.
So you see...
Nothing happened. It was all good. There's nothing in the passage.
Okay. But you had to roll for something, so that...
Okay.
So yeah, you guys couldn't know that.
But yeah, I know, but you couldn't spot anything, which is interesting. So would you just call out all clear?
I mean,
still stealthing?
I'm not calling out anything.
He doesn't know what he's seen yet.
That's sweet.
What anyway, what's at the end?
Okay, so you go in. Did you roll stealth?
Not yet, but I can if you want. How stealth looking? That'd be 14 if it's off dex.
Mm-hmm. Do you have proficiency in it?
I got double proficiency.
Wow. Alright, so you go and you see off to your right there's a very dark pit. There's a set of wooden stairs leading into the pit.
Mm.
And at the bottom of the wooden stairs there's a big cage as if to stop something from getting up the stairs.
I get it.
The big cage with a gate.
Interesting
stuff.
Probably open it.
You see.
You see a block of things good.
Looks like there's experience down there.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, did I get Oh, no.
Along the wall.
Can't believe you
are. I was kidding.
Along the wall, you see long poles with lassos, like snares, collars, prods, and dummies. Human-shaped dummies with silly expressions on their faces.
Luckily we learnt about dominance and submission. And
this is the sixth dungeon.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, we found the fridge.
I was thinking it might look familiar to Salamander.
At the end of the passage, you see four kobolds and one winged kobold.
A winged kobold?
Flying kobold.
Fuck!
Okay. So they're not in the caged off area, though.
Okay. No, they're at the top.
And yeah. they haven't seen me yet, right?
They have not.
Okay, so I hike back to the wall, and I hold up a hand to you guys, and I make a four sign.
Yeah.
And you're like, four.
I mouth at you that I have a very cunning plan.
I shake my head frantically.
I mouth again, I've got this. You see light in my eyes.
Does
he get
a roll for anything?
Did you go through the passage?
Not yet. I'm just nodding to him that I should come.
Okay, right.
I'm still gonna hike. Okay, are we still arguing?
I'm
or
just
we
motioning
no. He's motioning no, and I just disregard it and go through the passage.
And then I say,
roll a d10.
I psychically send to Miss a thumbs up if there are enemies down there.
So I do a thumbs up.
Ooh. Thumbs up if there's a winged kobold down there.
Two thumbs up. Yep.
And, cool. So I get to there and I whisper to Mist. I say, check, is there some the enemies? Got a cunning plan, I say.
What's your plan?
Is there some stairs? I say with relish.
I say there does happen to be some stairs. Yeah.
I say, great, check this shit out. And I go to the stairs and I throw the bear carcass into the pit, onto the kobolds.
Wait,
they're
what?
Not in the
No, the kobolds are up top.
Oh, and there's a cage. I thought they were down the bottom.
And there's a cage.
Oh, in that case, just disregarding that, I still throw the bear carcass down, not knowing.
Into the pit?
Yeah, so you thought the kobolds were down the bottom, you throw it down.
Okay, right. As he does it, I want to use my surprise round before he burns it, and I want to take a shot at one of the winged kobolds.
You should shoot him through the wing and
which
stick
is realistic,
because
as soon as I see you about to do something stupid, I'd be like lining up for a shot.
We follow this guy?
Yeah. Right. Seeing Spring with a bear carcass on his back, like
right,
walking
like,
down excitedly,
we should probably go. Let's go deal with that.
Like,
alright. So me and Nam follow after Spring.
flat gesture.
Okay. Well,
I guess we'll use our surprise.
Okay, so when he throws the bear carcass in,
mm-hmm.
You hear from the darkness below some growling and tearing and ripping noises. As though some large beasts are fighting over the carcass.
Can I cast my cantrip?
Have you gone through the...
Yeah, I did.
Thanks for
reminding Dave about that. Great.
I wonder what happens.
Three.
Nothing.
What did you try and do?
I'm gonna cast.
Are you gonna roll as well, Danny?
Yeah.
It's gonna get
you
me.
Should try rolling even.
Does someone want to maybe do a perception check?
No.
I'm totally doing a perception check.
What do you mean? Our characters don't know that we're rolling.
Yeah, exactly. It
does
nothing for us. It's like,
no,
nothing's happening.
What Danny would have seen is all of us walking through.
Yeah, as far as we know.
As
far as we know, Mist checks it out.
I guess I'm just thinking.
No.
So we just know
that. Out of unit.
Yeah, how can we try and perceive something we don't... Yeah, but I cast Dancing Lights into the pit, which summons four.
So I'm rolling a d10?
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you need to roll anything for that?
Nah,
it's oh, cantrips, you can just do.
That doesn't do anything, it just summons four lights for a minute.
I had a nine.
That's another odd number.
Can you roll again? Disadvantage.
Alright, well...
It's probably like...
Good thing there's nothing in that hallway.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Man, that was an easy hallway.
Boring.
Did the bear have to roll?
Or maybe we should break and cut it into two or three.
That's a great idea.
Hey David,
huh?
Shall we maybe break and then cut it into two or three if there's going to be a big deal?
What do you mean?
And then you can prep for it.
Do wait, how about you tell me what the dancing lights revealed and then we'll break it.
Cliffhanger.
So the globes of light dance along the walls, casting light down into the dark pit, which reveals three
dragons.
Adolescent drakes fighting over a bear carcass.
Okay.
The kobolds sort of see the light and are alerted to your presence.
Okay,
so
by the error that's...
From us,
that was as
well, they're alerted to
his
presence.
Why would they be alerted to him? Didn't he cast the light
over? But Cyan had already shot an arrow, so I mean I figured they would
know.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
You still get your surprise round.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, because I did that after he shot the arrow, I kept, because me and...
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not worried about
it. And we'll see what happens next time.
Yes, thank you for that, Dave. Wow, what a thrill ride we heard today. New friends.
Some
friends lost.
Put to sleep.
Animosity, poison, carcasses, drakes, wing kobolds. And as always, our ever dangerous DM, Dangerous Dave, telling us another thrilling tale.